So Jesus was about to leave Jericho. Jericho is where the Jordan River flows into the Dead Sea. It's located at the lowest habitable spot on planet Earth. It's about 900 or so feet below sea level. That's right, below sea level. There's no place lower to live on planet Earth on dry land, unless you live underwater, is Jericho. You can't get any lower than Jericho. I've been to Jericho. And people have been living in Jericho since around 6,000 BC. You can Google all of that. But you can't get any lower than Jericho. And in this city, as far down as you can go, the lowest person in the city is the blind man. Because he is looked down upon by the people in that city. Why? Because the Jewish people believed, incorrectly, but they did believe, that the only reason he could be a blind person is if he was a sinner or came from a great family of sinners and he's being punished by God. So they looked down upon him. That's what they believed. And there's this poor man sitting down on the ground below everyone else, looked down upon by all the people in the town, in the lowest place, and there he is. And there comes Jesus. And he's heard about Jesus. He's never seen him, he's blind, but he's heard about him. And he's heard that this man can cure. He can cure blindness, amongst other things. He wants to see in the worst way. And so he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And what's the crowd do? Well, they look down upon this blind man. They tell him to shut up. And the crowd rebuked him, telling him to be silent. Shut up, you low life, you sinner. Just sit there and beg. I might throw you a coin, you know? That's what they're treating him. But he didn't stop. He kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus heard it. And Jesus says, "Call him to me." And then, probably for the first time in his life, some of the people told him to get up. Take courage and get up. Rise up from where you are. And so he did. He sprang up and he went to Jesus. And Jesus says, "What did I do for you?" And he says, "Master, I want to see." And Jesus is impressed with the man's great faith and says, "Your faith has saved you." And the man began to see. And then, as Jesus is leaving the town, and the only way you can leave the town of Jericho is by traveling up out of that low spot to go up, he raises his eyes upward toward Jesus and follows him, looking up to the Lord, looking up to salvation, no longer to be cast down by the people of the world who kept him down and told him he was just a blind sinner. Now, he's a child of God, and he can follow the Lord because he has his eyes open. And he sees things not only just as people can see things, he is seeing things through the eyes of faith. And so when we open up our eyes and see others, we can't just look at others as the world wants us to see other people, is divided by race, or divided by age, or divided by sex, and all those divisions the world throws at us. We have to look at other people as children of God, our fellow brothers and sisters, children of God. That's what we're called to be. And to see in every one of them the spark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because every one of us is made in God's image. Every one of us is made with the capacity to love, and then to share that love with others. And so, today's gospel readers reminds us that as we walk through this life and as we see this world around us, we have to look up and beyond what the world sees. We have to look up to the Lord and follow the Lord. And we follow the Lord by seeing in everybody else a fellow child of Christ.